Thank you. Okay, so then we leave the original text in square brackets and we move forward. You may delete the proposed amendment. Yeah. The next issue at stake is in the paragraph starting with the words acknowledging the foreseeable effects of explosive remnants of war and explosive weapons on civilian populations as a factor to be considered in applying the international humanitarian law rules of precautions, distinction and proportionality. There was a proposal by the Russian delegation to delete the words and explosive weapons, supported by several delegations and objected by other delegations in the room. So again, we have no agreement on this. I understand that throughout the consultations we conducted, I didn't see any prospect for finding a compromise language that would satisfy all delegations. And in that case, the option before us is to keep the objected text in square brackets. It is so done. We then have two new paragraphs, one on IEDs and the other on representation of women and men in the process under the CCW. The second one was the outcome of participation of delegations in seeking a consensual text, just to remind you. Any comments on these two new paragraphs in the preambular part of the declaration? I see none, and we can proceed further on. Could we move further? Yeah. I think all these texts, operative paragraphs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, have met with no objection. Delegation of Cuba. On which paragraph, please, sir?